Salam sejahtera bersama saya Reza Zulkarpi dan ini Niaga Awani. Kita mulakan dengan perkembangan berkenaan dengan PKS dalam negara menjelang kepada pengumuman pelan rangsangan yang akan diadakan pada lewat hari ini. Perusahaan kecil dan sederhana PKS adalah penyumbang kepada 66.2% daripada jumlah guna tenaga pada 2018. Dalam masa yang sama, Kementerian Pembangunan Usahawan pada 2019 yakin PKS mampu menyumbang sehingga 41% kepada KDNK pada tahun 2020 dan ini menunjukkan kepentingan sektor ini dalam aktiviti ekonomi dan juga pertumbuhan negara. Dalam laporan tahunan PKS 2018-2019 terbitan Majlis Pembangunan Usahawan dan PKS Kebangsaan, PKS juga diunjurkan tumbuh sedikit tinggi berbanding unjuran KDNK negara pada 2019. PKS diunjurkan tumbuh 5.8% berbanding 4.7% unjuran pertumbuhan KDNK.
Tambah laporan berkenaan, meskipun berhadapan dengan pelbagai cabaran, PKS kurang terjejas berbanding firma besar terhadap kelemahan permintaan luaran. Ini kerana PKS secara relatifnya kurang terdedah kepada pasaran ekspor. Namun ketika penularan COVID-19 ini, Niaga Awani ingin meneroka apakah kesan wabak ini kepada peningkatan PKS dalam negara. Dalam masa yang sama, bagaimanakah syarikat PKS teknologi berdepan cabaran global dan domestik akibat COVID-19 ini? Dalam tinjauan mudah kami di laman media sosial, ada PKS dalam sektor perhotelan, makanan dan minuman yang menyuarakan kekhawatiran mereka terhadap bagaimana penularan COVID-19 ini mengganggu operasi dan aktiviti ekonomi setempat. Dalam pakej rangsangan ekonomi dan pengumuman susulan yang dibuat, Bank Negara Malaysia antara lain laporkan akan menyediakan kemudahan automasi dan penjilidan PKS bernilai RM300 juta. Bantuan lain termasuk geran padanan RM100 juta disediakan kepada Pembangunan Sumber Manusia Berhad untuk membiayai tambahan 40,000 pekerja sektor pelancongan dan sektor lain yang terkesan. Bantuan yang turut dikumumkan termasuk peruntukan RM50 juta untuk subsidi pembiayaan kursus jangka pendek digital dan berkemahiran tinggi. Dalam masa yang sama, beban PKS pelancongan juga dikurangkan dengan penundaan ansuran bulanan cukai pendapatan bagi perniagaan yang terjejas dalam sektor pelancongan. Bantuan lain termasuk peruntukan RM200 juta makrokredit pada kadar 4% oleh Bank Simpanan Nasional. Terkini dalam pakej rancangan ekonomi 2020 bertajuk Membantu Individu PKS dalam menghadapi COVID-19, kerajaan turut mengumumkan bantuan terhadap PKS yang mendapat kesan negatif akibat penularan COVID-19. Menurut Menteri Kewangan Datuk Tengku Sri Zafrul Aziz, kerajaan telah memperuntukkan pelbagai bantuan khas, kemudahan pinjaman, penyusunan dan penjadualan semula serta moratorium 6 bulan untuk perniagaan, PKS dan individu yang terkesan akibat COVID-19.
We'll be right back.
Dan seperti anda dapat lihat, Bank Negara Malaysia pada 24 Mac mengumumkan penangguhan bayaran pinjaman pelanggan bank termasuk pelanggan persendirian dan PKS secara automatik selama 6 bulan bermula 1 April. Kami ingin melihat kepada PKS secara keseluruhannya di Malaysia, di manakah titik kesakitan ataupun pain points utama pada ketika ini dan apakah yang ingin dilihat dalam pengumuman kerajaan hari ini untuk membantu sektor yang menyumbang terbesar kepada pekerjaan di Malaysia dan apakah quick wins yang kita boleh teroka di tengah ketidaktentuan tuan penularan COVID-19 ini. Kita bersama dengan Datuk Michael Kang, Presiden Persatuan PKS Malaysia. Terus izinkan saya untuk meneruskan perbincangan dalam bahasa Inggeris. Datuk, I think first of all, let's look at the pain points that the PKS are facing right now. I think generally we've heard from the people who are involved in the food and beverages business. And according to them, rents and the employee salary are some of the pain points. What about PKS as in general?
I think in general, I think now all the SME are facing the pain point, very pain, because they have totally no income because of the CMO closed down, restrict movement control. So most of the factory, include the operation, they are all shut down. So they have totally no income. So they have to face the, what they call the salary payment, rentals, all the expenses. So the majority of, I think, all the SME are facing the struggle now.
But what about the announcement by Bank Negara to defer payment for their loans to after 6 months?
I think this is only one of the solutions, you know, cut a little bit of their pain, which they just defer. They just release some loan, which they are taking the loan from the bank. If they don't take loan from the bank, those SME also still paying the problem. Although they are taking the loan, they still have to pay staff salary, they still have to pay rental, they still have to pay electricity bill, they have to pay for all the statutory payments, you know, they have still have to go on. So we hope that the government can defer all the statutory payments and to share the cost of the employee, you know, on this can reduce the electricity bill. This is another heavy burden to the SME.
So even with the moratorium, it's not enough to cover the current operational costs for these SMEs?
Yes, definitely, because they want just only part of their pain, you know, because they just remove certain release and burden on the installment to the bank, which is they're taking loan or if they have property, they need to install the installment to the bank, or they have trade line installment to the monthly, they need to pay back to the bank. All this, they can release some. But those who also don't take the loan from the bank, they're also facing the problem.
Dato, surely there is a spectrum of different SMEs in Malaysia. Which SMEs are probably doing better right now, or are there SMEs that are, you know, doing slightly better than the rest of the group right now?
I think the majority of SME are facing big problems. The only the reason that for this 2 months, I think 2 weeks, I think the SME are feel better. It's only those who supply essential goods, but not all the essential goods are good because part of them, because not every essential good supply or food supply or medical supply are still operating. The best currently is, I think, those are branded, those are doing trading imported products, or those OEM, those who already previously they keep for 3 months to 6 months stock. So they are the ones who now benefit more because the market needs all the product, essential good products. That is why they are the ones who distribute now into the market.
And Datuk, probably you can share with us the quick wins that we can look forward to and we can focus on, especially when the government announces the stimulus package later today.
Yeah, I think by today, as I understand, the government is going to announce the stimulus package too. This is what we are looking. We hope that the government can budget 100 billion extra budget, you know, during this stimulus too, at least 100 billion to assist the SME. In all angles, include the giving the special, we call the rescue loan to the SME to overcome their salary payment, to overcome their rentals, you know, to pay or to share the cost of this. Other than that, I think we also want the government to come in to assist SME to provide more others benefit, others statutory payment to share the cost, you know, so the SME can survive during this CMO period.
And Dato', I think we've seen many countries announce or announcing their different packages for their SMEs. I think in the US, if I'm not mistaken, it's first a loan converted to a grant, provided that the employers ensure that they do not lay off their employees. Would this be something that the government can also look into?
Yes, definitely, because we did propose to the government that, you know, we hope that the government can share the cost of the employee salary and also give interest-free loan for 12 months, 1 year interest-free loan, and then repayment period for 3 years with a 2% interest. This is what we asked for. Other than that, not only soft loan, but we hope that the government can give some grants or through the any form of way, you know, to assist the SME to solve the cash flow issue. Plus, other than that, we hope that also includes the double tax deduction, whatever incurred to the SME.
But what about the employees? Because I think we know, and I've read earlier that I presented earlier that the SME represents the or created about 60% of the employment in Malaysia. Have you heard reports of SMEs having to lay off their employees right now?
I think the most majority of SME are still waiting for the similar package too. If the similar package come out and did not help the SME much, I think we can see that for next 1 week, there's a lot of staff who are going to be laid off because currently SME are totally no income, so they have to bear all the costs. I think this is very important for the SME. We hope that today's similar package, which is what we propose, can help the SME so the SME will not lay off the employee. So as long as they can overcome the cash flow issue.
Right now, we're looking at an extension of another 2 weeks for the MCO. If it's extended a bit more, do you think that will further affect the SMEs in Malaysia?
Definitely will affect because this currently extended 2 weeks. I think I worry that they can do another 2 more weeks if after this, if we can't control the disease, you know, so it will be more, I think, look like it will be extended again. So I think SME will face huge problem. I can foresee, although government come in, assistance, if go extend some more, I think this is at least 20% to 30% SME will close down.
But Dato', surely there is or there are silver linings that we can look forward to right now. What are some of the silver linings? Because I think there's a lot of pent-up demand in the market, right now, in the domestic market especially. Will that materialise after the MCO? Will that be able to help? What are some of the silver linings that you look forward to?
I think so far, as long as we have seen, not easy to recover after even after the MCO period. You can see the internationals, or we are facing economic crisis. You can see the oil price already gone down to, you know, $20 over US, even include you can worldwide recession is coming. I think this will be big hit to the economy. So to recover back, the way I look at it, even if we solve this issue, I think to recover back the economy, it would take easily another 6 months to 12 months. I think majority SME are not able to hold so long. As well, as I mentioned that, you know, majority SME, the cash on hand is only can sustain 2 weeks or maximum to 1 month. So small one, it will only two weeks, one month to 2 months. I think all this will be closed down. It will barely affected. So we hope that the government can come in and can help them to solve all these cash flow issues.
Thank you very much, Datuk Michael Kang. Datuk Michael Kang, Presiden Persatuan PKS Malaysia, bincangkan berkenaan dengan bagaimanakah kerajaan boleh membantu PKS melihat kepada pelanuran sangat ekonomi yang akan diumumkan pada lewat hari ini. Kita akan berhenti berehat seketika selepas ini. Kita akan melihat kepada salah satu perkhidmatan yang mendapat tumpuan ketika berlakunya Perintah Kawalan Pergerakan ini.